Looking at 83 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. This is 590 WKZO and hour number two of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Brought to you this hour, anyway, this portion, by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house. Happens every Saturday from 10 until 2. So if you feel like, you know what, I missed it last Saturday, now this Saturday they got another one planned. So you're all good.
Mm-hmm.
You're all good. Put that on your calendar. You'll like that. All right. We spent last hour talking with John Hoadley, and we're going to get the opportunity as we go along through the election cycle to talk with more candidates. That's something that I want to do. We have opened up the invitation to candidates running for office to be a part of the program, and you're certainly more than welcome. You're going to hear some a little bit later on in the week as we've scheduled some things, but you know, we're open to letting the candidates talk to you. And let's face it, you need to hear from the candidates so you know who in the world you want to vote for. You need to know, all right, do I agree with, and you know, in Mr. Hoadley's case, do I agree with his education plan, or do I think there's something different that could be done? And that's what it's all about, is just having the conversation. So I love having him here. I hope you do as well. And we will continue to do so as we roll along. Now, one of the things that is in the news and really should be in the news is Proposition 1. Now, as part of Prop 1, you're probably going, Proposition 1, okay, well, this isn't until November, Jeremy. Wait, no. This one's happening in August. It is the one statewide question that is on the August 5th ballot. It's going to be there. It's going to be something that if you're interested in this, you're going to want to turn out for this, whether you're going to vote for it or against it. That one kind of surprised me that it was going to be in August as well. But but I figured given that we would look at it a little bit and just exchange some ideas on this as well. Now, a reminder to you, if you want to be a part of the program, feel free to give us a call, 382-4280. 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number, and 80373 if you would like to text us and share your insights that way. Now, Prop 1, you've probably seen an awful lot about this. I have a feeling that you're probably sitting here at a certain point and going, huh? Because here's the thing. Prop 1, you're going to hear a couple of different things about. First of all, that it cuts taxes for businesses. You're also going to hear that it changes the way that we fund police and fire in municipalities. So already you're going, huh? What? What does it do? All right, so before you look at it and go, I don't understand this, no. Because it's pretty tempting if you get in there and go, all right, let's see. I don't know. Ugh. Good grief. We're going to. What? No. And that's the sad part, because these ballot initiatives, you really need to make it so that we get it. So that when we read through it, oh, okay. Oh, that's what that does. Oh, yeah, I'm for that. Or, no, I'm really not for that at all. And you can make up your own mind. Now, this particular proposal, now I said, business tax cut and change the way we fund fire and police. And the answer to that is yes, it does. Both. And I know you're sitting here going, oh, clear as mud now. Yeah, thanks for that. Well, let me dig into this a little bit further. The ballot proposal itself, and you can dig through the weeds on this one, talks about to reduce state use tax and replace with a local community stabilization share to modernize the tax system to help small businesses grow and create jobs. Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Businesses growing, creating jobs. You always like that sort of thing. Now, basically what this is, and it doesn't mention this at all in the ballot proposal, this is the personal property tax. This is businesses, and especially manufacturers, will pay this on pieces of material that they use to do their manufacturing. An example, this was in MLive. They did a piece on this that they brought out this morning. talked about Ford Motor Company, that they bought a press for one of their plants in the 1950s. And did you know that they still pay personal property taxes on it each and every year? Think about that from a business perspective. You buy something that helps you do your business and to be able to run your business, and then you have to turn around and pay the government every year because you bought something that you had to have for your business. To be able to help customers, to be able to manufacture things, whatever it may be. And this, you know, this example from Ford, well, that's one thing. There's another business that they specialize in jewelry claims. Well, they have a polishing machine that they bought and paid sales tax on in 1989. Well, they're still buying, you know, they're paying the taxes on it now. Now, if you're not in business, if you're in business, you know this. You're living this right now. And if you're not in business, you're going, well, how in the world is that fair? I bought it, you taxed it once, there you go. But that's what they're trying to change at this point. That's what this proposal is all about. Now, the interesting thing about this, and I've dug into this a little bit, you will hear on both Republican and Democratic sides on this, they're in agreement, which either means that, oh, this must be a pretty good thing, or, oh, man, I'm going to have to be scared of this one. We'll try and slog through it a little bit, and we'll continue to slog through it in the coming days because it's a proposal you got to know about. If you're going to go to the polls and vote in the primary, and you're going to vote in some of these races like the 60th District for the State House or any number of things, State Senate is coming up and various races like that, this one's going to show up too. And if you don't know what you're doing on this one, you're going to go, you know, because you've been there and I've been there too. I have actually voted, and thankfully not in this state yet, but I have actually voted on issues where you have two different ballot proposals that do the opposite thing. One is like, all right, this will prohibit this, and this other one will allow it. What happens if they both pass?
That would be very interesting to see.
You sit there and go, okay, they both passed, so now we're prohibiting and allowing the same thing. Oh, boy.
We got to have a revote.
But this particular one, from everything that I have seen and everyone that is in a position to know has sounded off on this, basically saying, look, they've come up with a way to be able to give businesses a tax cut, which they're saying, hey, you know what? This will grow jobs. This will give them the ability to invest in the business a little bit more. And they will be. There will be a little bit more profit there. And when there's more profit, there is the opportunity to take that, sink it in, and say, all right, you know what? We're gonna do a little bit more here. We're making a little more money. We're going to invest in this, get the business to grow. And if you're in business, you know, all right, if you've been thinking about, yeah, we got to buy something that's going to help us continue to do our business, you know that it would be a whole lot easier to pay taxes on that once than every single year that you own whatever that may be. Whether it be a, you know, stamping press or a jewelry cleaner or any other number of things. I mean, I'm sure there are business owners listening right now going, yep, I pay this thing every year on that. And you can rattle it off the top of your head because you know, and you know how unfair that is. That's a good thing. Now, the other part of that is figuring out, okay, well, if we cut that, that's going to mean that certain things are not going to be funded. My understanding of this, digging into this, is that the things that that need to be funded are going to be funded in a different way. One of the things that's out there is a 6% tax on out-of-state purchases that that would help with, you know, getting some of that money in. Basically, it's out-of-state purchases, lodging assessments, telecommunications, all this stuff. They're going to take some of that, pour that into where that money was to replace it. And this is money that funds fire department, you know, police coverage in an area, things like that. Things things that you would say, yeah, that's pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to, and the one thing that this would do, so you talk about, you know, taxes that they have, personal property, you can't always count on it because it's slightly unstable. What if a business closes up shop? No more tax. You know, what if a business decides to leave the state? No more tax. But with this, this is money that's coming in, so it stabilizes that a little bit, makes it a little bit better for fire coverage and that kind of thing. Now, you know, most of these personal property things stayed in the area that they were collected. That helps. But if you've got a little more stable and a stable source of funds, then you're not going to be worried about that if, say, you know, the plant down the street closes and leaves town. It's going to be a little bit easier for you. Looking at this as at first blush, it looks like it might be something that is worth looking at, worth voting yes on. Now, there would be people that would say, all right, what's the deal with this? Why are we having to look at this? Well, the legislature already approved it, but certain changes to the way that taxes are distributed requires our approval. And it's very easy in cases like this to say, no. And it is. Because if you don't know what it is, you might sit there and go, yeah, that wouldn't be so good. But in my mind, first blush, looking at this, and I want to continue to gather information on this, just like you do. But first blush, this tells me, you know what, this is going to be a good thing. And let's face it. If we're able to lower taxes on businesses, and in this case we are, the personal property tax, phasing that out, replacing it with something different. If you're talking about that, then you're going to be talking about businesses that have more of an opportunity in this state to be able to go, all right, there's a little more money coming in. That's good. Some businesses will pocket it. Yes. Because I can hear you already saying, well, they're just going to keep it. Well, some will. But how many businesses do you know that would sit there and go, you know what? We're happy with the size that we are. We don't want to make more money and grow our business and get more wealth.
Nobody's going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, anybody in business is going to say, all right, how much are we growing this year? And if we're not growing, then we're moving in the wrong direction. So this is one of those avenues of growth. It's short-term growth for businesses at the start, but then they get the opportunity to say, all right, you know what? That money was usually gone anyway, so what we're going to do instead is we're going to take that money and we're going to invest it in the business. We're going to buy some more equipment to be able to do our business better. Well, when you buy that equipment, guess what needs to be made? Jobs. There you go. So you got jobs happening right there. All right. So if you've got more equipment, then you need more people to run that equipment. Jobs. There you go. There's another good thing. Now, if you've got these new jobs, then for the state, guess what happens? There's more tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. So in this case, you're looking at a way of saying, all right, from businesses, we're going to cut this back a little bit, let you do your business a little bit better, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to end up sitting back and collecting on this one. Because as a state, we'll look at it and go, you know what? There's more jobs. There's more income happening. There's more job growth taking place. And when there's job growth, yep, that's right. You're going to see revenue growth on that. And you hope at the very least they're smart with it. But I think this is one of those smart things that... And here's the thing. We can say, all right, that's the legislature's job and that kind of thing. They did their job on this one. They've come up with this ballot proposal. It's here. And come August, the August 5th ballot, we're going to have to vote on this. And you'll have to know if this is something that is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. Personally, I believe it's a good thing. I think it's something that is worth looking at, worth voting on, and finding a way to be able to fund some of these things a little differently. If you'd like to sound off on this, 382-4280, 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. Also, if you want to text us, 80373, and you could be a part of the program that way as well. Let's head to the phone lines right now where Dan is standing by. Dan from Three Rivers, welcome. Happy Monday to you.
And the same to you, Jeremy. Beautiful day, a little warmish.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not really buying into this whole thing, only from the standpoint that you're taking away a lot of money by doing away with the personal property tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what a detailed person you are when you're talking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
You normally want to know, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, so on
sure,
and so
Dan,
forth.
Sure, that's why I'm still looking into it. I have definitely not finished research on this.
Oh, I understand that, but you just sort of glazed over how they were going to replace this money,
mm-hmm.
and I understand if you don't have the details, but we're talking about a large amount of money having to be replaced,
mm-hmm.
and the things that are funded by that money, with fire, police, so on and so forth, emergency services, things like that. Those are core to our being here, and I really don't think that they're going to be able to come up with the needed funds. And I don't really care, you know, what they say. I guess it remains to be seen, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see it.
Well, and what I've got in front of me, and again, like I said, my research on this is not finished. First blush, I like it, but what they're saying at this point is, and this was a deal reached in a bipartisan way, has to do with that 6% tax on out-of-state purchases, lodging assessments, and telecommunications. So
right.
That's what I have right now anyway. So
absolutely, and I appreciate what you're doing, and at least we're becoming educated about it no matter which way we go.
Sure.
You're doing a good job there, so... thanks for hearing me out, and we'll see. I might change my mind before it's over.
Okay. All right. Dan, thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. And we are going to continue on the program. You know what we're going to do, though, first?
What are we going to do first?
We're going to give away some tickets.
Oh, goody.
You know what? I just wanted to, and I'm trying to spring this on you, Michael, so I hope you're not ready.
Oh, I am.
Of course you are. Anyway, what we got for you from Celebration Cinema in Portage, 4 tickets to see Hercules. This is the one that's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. And this promises to be pretty good if you're into this sort of thing. So here's what you need to do. If you want to win 4 tickets to go see this thing, opens up this weekend, 382-4280, toll free 877-382-4280. And all you've got to do is to be able to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's about to lay on you.
All right, here we go. Who played Hercules in the TV show Hercules, The Legendary Journey?
Oh, I know this one. I definitely know this one. So if you know that one, you know what? Give us a call. Let us know that you know that one. You'll end up winning some tickets to see the latest version of Hercules. We're going to continue talking with you, and we'll tell you who won these tickets here in a little bit, so you know who to hit up to get a free movie, you know? Give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. This portion of the program brought to you by Bronson Positivity. You've heard about that. It's the positive momentum that's driven by a constant pursuit of excellence. Learn more about it at bronsonhealth.com/quality. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And you know what? We had the opportunity just a little bit ago to give away 4 tickets to that new movie, Hercules. So now we're going to find out who it is that now has weekend plans.
The winner was David from Plainwell.
Okay, so if you know David from Plainwell, he's the guy to hit up because he's going to be taking 3 people with him to go to the movies. So maybe he's already got plans. I don't know. But if he doesn't, you know, there you go. I'm just trying to help out. And David, I'm trying to make you a popular guy. So, all right. Now, David knew the answer to a question. And I think I knew the answer to this question as well, so hit us with it again.
All right. The question was, who played Hercules in the TV show Hercules, The Legendary Journeys?
And the answer is Kevin Sorbo, is it not?
That is correct.
All right. See, I do know occasionally something. People call me a know-it-all. See, I am right there.
He knows it all.
Wait, that might not be a good thing. Okay. Anyway. So some tickets to Hercules there. And you know what? If you feel like, oh, I missed out, well, guess what? The movie's coming on Friday, and I've got more tickets to give away, but not right now. Going to do it later in the week, so you get to look forward to that a little later. You know what? We're going to take a look at the news here in just a little bit, and then outside money in the campaign. Some people have said, hey, great idea. Other people have said, hey, bad idea. We'll hash it out with you as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. It's 84 degrees, Kalamazoo at 590 WKZO. It's apparently just a touch toasty out there from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it definitely was. I felt it in my car all the way to work.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't been outside for it. It's one of those things where I'm not allowed to look out a window.
Again. Or apparently leave the building.
No, I don't ever leave the building until work's over. You know, it's one of those things where... it's almost to the point of where my computer congratulates me on winning a fabulous 8-hour day chained to this machine. It's just it's something about it. I don't know. Fortunately, I get the opportunity to peel away from that and be here in the studio. But again, the only windows are I get to look over here and see Michael. That's, yeah. You know, so and other rooms.
That's about it.
So I don't know. I keep hoping for the outdoor studio. We'll talk to them and see if they can do that for us. But I don't have high hopes. Something tells me. All right. Wanted to dig into, because it's been brought up in this election, and I find it interesting that it's brought up, outsider money in the campaign. Now, think about what campaign finance reform has done for us just in the last several years. We have now, instead of ads where it comes on and it's clear that it's for this person or that person or the other, they all are required to say, I'm Rick Snyder and I approve this message. Yeah. And that was just simply because of all the things that, well, you know what, now we have all these groups, you know, and you've got all the different 501c4. 435, whatever, 527 groups, super PACs, and whatever else, that are pumping money into campaigns all across the nation. Now, for those of us, you know, if you're in a local or a state kind of thing, you're interested in what's going on in the state. To a certain degree, you like what's going on nationally, or you don't. But ultimately, if you had to choose between nationally and statewide, or locally, you're going to choose right around where you are. It's natural. You're going to go, well, wait a minute. You know what? The issues are here, this, and not this other thing over here. So these outsider groups, they tend to, and think about what they've stood for. You've got some that are on the right. You've got some that are on the left. And they're pumping money in to say things like, Terry Lynn Land likes to kick puppies in her spare time, and she steals candy from children. Now, you know, we all know these things aren't true, but that's what you're getting from these. And then at the end, you get Partnership for Public Growth, blah, 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 is responsible for the content of this message and is not endorsed by any candidate or committee, which basically says, yeah, we have a stake in this ourselves, but only trying to shape opinion, as it were. Now, I find myself in an interesting position, just as maybe it's not as interesting a position as some candidates do. I mean, for instance, you talk about, I mean, Gary Peters had said at one point how he hates this outside money coming in, and yet he has outside money coming in. And apparently that's okay because it keeps coming in and it keeps doing things. And you know, a lot of those outside campaigns are the ones that help to shape and move a campaign one direction or another.
And if you say no to that money, you're really just going to be hurting yourself in the long run.
Well, and if you say no to that money, they're going to spend it anyway.
Yeah.
You
know? We'll go over the other candidate.
Yeah. Or they'll just spend it regardless and go, you know what? We're not affiliated with you, so we're going to do what we want.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you're going, no, don't do that. It's still going to happen, you know. So I understand the drive to say we need to limit this sort of thing. But at the same time, what you're doing when you limit these outside groups is you're limiting free speech. So how much of that is appropriate? That's the big question. We limit free speech in one way. We limit it in terms of you can't go into a crowded theater and yell fire. If there isn't one. If there is one, knock yourself out, please. If there isn't one, yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that one. Because you're going against the public good there. You're endangering people by doing that. But is it endangering people by having a group say, Gary Peters likes to kick puppies and takes money from lawyers on a regular basis? Well, you know, that does that really put you in danger? I don't know. Maybe puts you in danger for voting for someone you otherwise wouldn't have. I don't know. And is that a danger or not? Depends on what that candidate stands for, I suppose. But outside money in campaigns, we're seeing a lot of it this year, not only from the Senate race, because that one has been obvious. How many commercials have you seen that have been paid for by Terry Lynn Land? But two.
That's about it. Yeah,
two. Gary Peters, roughly the same. How many have you seen from outside groups that are wanting to define their opposition?
Quite a few.
I mean, you've lost count. There are no numbers that you can point to and go, there it is. Yeah, right there. And do you jump up and say, all right, we don't want to hear from that sort of thing? Do you jump up and say, all right, you know what? Campaigns really only need to spend as much as what the job pays. Now, that would limit the campaign, wouldn't it?
But one ad, ooh, 10 yeah. seconds.
10-second ad. Vote for me. It's about all you'd get out there and do. But you know, so I don't know if necessarily you put a limit on it quite like that. But you think about the millions that are going into different races. I mean, the Detroit Free Press did an analysis. Overall spending of at least $15.6 million or more that's being spent on congressional races. Now you're talking about just in the state. It's crazy. And it's for jobs that pay, well, let's just say a whole lot less than that. Mm-hmm. And that might be a problem. I don't know. I think it's disingenuous of a candidate to say, I don't like that money coming in without doing the other part of the work to be able to say, and I don't want groups spending that kind of money on me. There still will be groups that do it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to step out and say that, you really ought to step out and say, and I really don't want that money spent on my behalf. Now, on the other side of it, And I talk a little bit about Gary Peters and that because he said what he did. But on the other side of it, you got Terry Lynn Land saying, oh, that's free speech. People have a right to spend their money any way they want. And there's the other part of it, because there's a lot of money being spent on her behalf to say, yeah, Gary Peters voted for Obamacare. He did this. He did that. That tends to be a benefit for your campaign as well. But I wonder if it's time for some sort of reform around this. I don't know if the reform is just as simple as saying, all right, if you're going to do this sort of ad, it better be accurate. And if it's not accurate, you could be taken to court. That might slow it down a little bit, you know. But accurate is in the eyes of who? You know, if I say, well, Gary Peters voted for Obamacare, there would be people that say, yeah, he did. And there'd be other people that say, no, he didn't. Even if he did. Truth is in the eye of the beholder there, you know. So I don't know. What do you think about this? Outside money in the campaign, particularly in the state this year. What do you think? 382-4280-877-382-4280. Also, 80373. You could text us and share your insights that way about it. Honestly, I don't know. I'm of two minds on it because I think, well, it could be good. Could get the names out there a little bit more. Could get that out in the public. The public gets to see these candidates, gets to see them for what they are or what somebody thinks they are. And then they get to make a decision on it. But that's part of the issue. You're making a decision based on what somebody thinks they're all about. Tough part is sorting out the real from the fabricated story or the Pinocchio-sized stretch truth. We'll continue talking about it, some other things as well as we continue ahead. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Keep it right here. It's 451, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Coming up at 5 o'clock. Kalamazoo's afternoon news will keep you up to date on what's going on in your world, in your city, in your region, in your state. We got it all for you. We'll take a look at the news and all of that, everything that goes with it, so make sure that you're here for that. Also, a little bit later on tonight, if you're wondering, all right, when do the Tigers get underway? Well, I hope you got something that can keep you up a little bit tonight, because it's going to be a later game. 9:15 things get underway as they do battle with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Looks to be a three-game series with Arizona going Monday through Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, 9:15, they get underway. And on Wednesday, a 3:15 start. Yeah, it's like a midday affair out in Arizona, but here it's an afternoon affair. Yes. So a little afternoon baseball for you at 3:15 on Wednesday. Yeah, that means the show's pretty much gone. But you know what? There'll still be good stuff online, too. You know, we'll make sure that the blog and all of that's there for you to be able to check out. By the way, check out the blog today, if you so will. Do a little bit on what's going on with Russia. Did a little write-up on that. I'd love to get your comments on all of that. So give it a read. Go to WKZO.com. In the blog section a little bit later on tonight. That's going to be in our Facebook feed as well. If you haven't liked us yet on Facebook, check it out. And you'll be able to get that video of the day, news, whatever else you want. It's all there for you. So we want to make sure that you have the opportunity for that. All right. Talking about outside money, we had somebody call in. Apparently, they couldn't stay on the line. So that's fine. We will share their comments with you as they left them behind with us. So, Michael, what'd they have to say?
Yes, the caller said that any outside money that comes into the campaign should be taxed, and then that money could go to something. He specifically mentioned the roads.
Well, and we know that, you know, it's going to take billions to take care of the roads. So that, that wouldn't necessarily be a ton for roads, but it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing, though, you look at with that is, you know, the money's coming in to the state and local economy. All those millions that would otherwise be spent in Nevada, New Jersey, Tennessee, wherever, Oregon, you know, rattle off a state, whatever. That's being spent here. That's money that is going into the pocket of the guy that's going, who's responsible for whipped cream being out at the grocery? And then, you know, mention a candidate's name or whatever. Even if it's not true. I mean, you know, that at least puts people like that to work. So why not?
Yeah.
I'm all for people with a good voice getting some work. That'd be good. I'm available at... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Now, here's another interesting idea. Jim brought this up via text. He says, at minimum, I think any candidate should have to approve any ads being run on their behalf or speaking out against their opponent. Now, that's interesting. The only thing that I think you get there is if it's an outside group that is controlling that message, a candidate coming along and going, I agree with that. If they don't, well, it would be bad. I mean, and how do you control that? How do you get I mean, do you put the these PACs and super PACs and all that beholden to the campaigns, and then do you have it so that by law they're coordinating with these groups? That could end up being a bad thing as well. It's a slippery slope no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk the fine line on this, trying to come up with, all right, how do we do this so that voters are well served, but how do we do it so that people still are able to get their voice out there? You know, bottom line, I want people to be able to get their message out there. And joining together in a group gives you more power in a race to be able to say, you know what, I honestly believe in fill-in-the-blank candidate, and I want to support them. Well, there's only so much you can do to support the campaign itself. And if you have the ability to speak out and you want to do it, you should have the ability to say so. But I think the other part of the equation, and I think this is the cool part. The cool part is there are still ways for average people like you and I to be able to speak our mind on various issues. And you'll say, all right, Jeremy, you're not an average person. You get a show every day to speak your mind. Okay, all right, I'll give you that one. But what I do for you is give you the ability to speak your mind on issues. That's a public forum. That's, we're having a conversation, and that's the cool part about it. You know, whether you agree with these outside groups or not, and I guess I agree 50% with them and 50% against them, that's about the best way to put it, and no, it's not along party lines. It just kind of feels like whether it goes either way, it makes you feel a little dirty having that out there. But you still want people to get their views out. But I guess, you know, consider this the great equalizer. I want to get the word out, and I want to get whatever the truth is about this stuff out there for people to hear. And if it leans one way at one point, so be it. But you have heard me on this program, and if you've listened for any length of time, I'm equal opportunity. And when it comes down to it, if I think one side is doing it wrong and the other side's doing it right, I'm going to say so. And it doesn't matter whether there's a D or an R attached to the side that's doing it right. They'll get the props, or they'll get the thumbs down, as it were. And I think it's important to be able to have that independent-minded view of it. To be able to dig into the issues and hear from others. Because let's face it, your opinion might make somebody think and go, never thought about that. Wow.
Gives them a different angle to think about.
I hadn't thought about it. I may change my mind on that one. Or your opinion might change someone else's mind where you go, you know what? I believe this. I believe it strongly. I believe it because this, this, and that. Whoever it is that's listening, they may not have thought about that before. That's the beauty of it. So I think in this way, we have the great equalizer, and it's right here. We get the opportunity to talk with one another. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy so much every time. And this is the best part of my day right here. And I don't say that lightly. I enjoy this because I get the opportunity to talk with you about all of this stuff. And whether you're a political junkie or just somebody that gets into this stuff a little bit, you know what? It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. It really is. Because we get to the chance to share ideas, to kick some things around. Not always going to agree with each other on things. And you know what? That's okay.
It's nice to have a good argument once in a while.
It is. It is. Because maybe you get a different idea from that argument. Maybe there's something you go, you know what? I didn't think about that. Or maybe they go, you know what? I didn't quite think about that. And as you have that argument with each other and with me, you know, people who are potentially wanting to be leaders or are leaders are listening to this program. They're listening and they're going, never thought about that either. It's the beauty of it. So outside money, yeah, it's probably there. But you know what? We'll have a little conversation with you right here. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. We'll get underway. And we look forward to having you with us here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Until then, have a good evening. We'll see you.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.